One of the points, just as we pause for a second, when we just think about who we're ministering to, if you ask somebody in our crowd, we saw how Jesus described them. If you ask people in our crowd, how are you feeling? What kind of responses would you anticipate hearing? Fine. All right, let's write that one in there. Fine. What else? Stressed. They would say, I'm stressed. Good. Tired. Lonely. Okay. Would people say that generally? Hey, I'm lonely? Probably not. Yeah, they might. You really get to know them, but yeah, probably not. Yeah. Oh, I'm lonely. You're like, okay, moving on. You know, next person. What else? How would people describe themselves if you asked them on the street? Huh? Blessed? That's a good one. Busy. Okay. Any others? Yeah, that's right. Why are you prying in my life? That's right. Exactly. Yeah, I'm pretty good. Cool. I think that's pretty fair, and I think we kind of get that. So that's who our audience is. And you compare these descriptors. How do these compare with the ones that Jesus observed about people? How would you compare them? Similar? Different? Similar? In many ways similar. Good. Well, when it comes to just the practical aspect of providing care, I think one of the things that we can do as group leaders is to, what I want to call just pushing for precision. When you ask someone who says, I'm busy, what does that really mean? If somebody comes up to you and says, you're a group leader and you're talking and you care about them and you want to help them grow and nurture their soul, they say, I'm busy. What does that mean to you? Overscheduled, okay. What's that? Lack of caring, okay? They don't care. An excuse. Good, okay. So we can just say there's probably a lot of reasons for using the word I'm busy, right? And that's one of the common ones, okay? So as a group leader then, when you're providing care, one of the very practical things you do is push for precision. And so if they say I'm busy, and Jeannie said, okay, I know that's definitely not the answer, so let's keep probing and asking for something else. Could it be I'm overwhelmed? I'm drained, I'm stressed, I'm depressed, I'm afraid, confused, I'm indecisive, I'm maxed, I'm bored, I'm discouraged, you know, I want out. I mean, it could be huge range of different possibilities, right? How do you learn what the real reality is? You ask. Yeah, and when they push you off initially, then what do? Keep asking and build a relationship and develop trust and develop safety, and over time, then maybe what they'll say is what? The real thing. I'm harassed and helpless. Nobody says that, do they? But that's the reality of the crowds, okay? So when we look at spiritual growth, when we look at people really growing in our communities, we're developing places of safety where people can come and begin to embrace what they're really feeling. I'm harassed and helpless. Most people never tell you that, particularly a male. He'll never tell you that. I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm just busy. Well, no, you're overwhelmed. You're lost, you're depressed, you're stuck. So building the relationships, building the safety, building a community, and then pushing people toward precision in what they're really facing is one of the most important steps toward growth. Another term we might call is just being authentic. If I'm busy, but I'm really on the verge of breakdown, and I just say I'm busy, that's you got a mask up. You're not being true. So being precision, being authentic is to be more appropriate saying, say I'm overwhelmed, I'm lost. And so on a practical standpoint, providing care, that's one of the things that we can do. Jesus saw the crowd for what they really were, harassed and helpless. I think we can assume our crowds are going to be generally the same. How do we make our community groups safe where people can push to what they're really experiencing, not just the mask that they want to present, okay? Just a sidebar. So in providing care, three things you can do. Number one, you can model it. I'd encourage you to be more precise in how you describe yourself and what you're going through. People come up just talking, hey, how you going? Try to take the extra effort to be a little more precise about what you're going through. Situation, life you're going through, what challenge you're facing, how you're responding to it. You modeling it will help them, I think, get there quicker than just shallow talk. Number two, ask clarifying questions to help others be authentic and precise during their discussions. If I'm busy is just a shadow, it's a smokescreen, have that clarifying question. Oh yeah, what's making you busy? How's that affecting you? Just ask the next question. Get a little more precise in what they're experiencing. Number three, listen, take interest, pray, and then practical support. Okay? So as we're just doing that, that's just a very practical thing. But in our culture, what I find, that's a hugely important skill that we need to have.